Hello. Today we will discuss about the behavior window. Thomas Gordon's framework of the communication skills is a model that can be utilized to help to find behavior appropriate to problems that inevitably arise in interaction. Problems are inevitable in any case. We have problems in interaction with other people. We call this model the behavior window. Here's the framework, the behavior window. And on the left side of the window you can see behavior. That can include any kind of behavior. Of a person with whom you have a relationship. Everything a person might do or say in my presence. And that behavior might be acceptable to me, or it can be unacceptable. And between these two you can see acceptance line. And in this course you will learn to become aware of what is acceptable to you and what is not acceptable. That's a very important division. And if we think about what is acceptable, it may be, if you look at the center of the window, it may be that the other person has a problem. For example, an athlete might be disappointed with the coach who didn't select her to the team. The athlete has a problem. She is very disappointed. But I don't have a problem. I'm the coach or a professional in sports psychology. So that's not my problem. It doesn't have any effect on me personally. But if we think about situations which might be problem for me and unacceptable, for example, athletes promised to collect clubs at the end of the rehearsal but forgot to do that, and I had to collect all the clubs and it took so much time and that I was late from the next meeting. So that caused a problem for me, and I didn't accept it. It was not nice. Or I might have a conflict with another person. I share an office with my colleague, and she would like to keep all the equipment in the office, which is then quite crowded. And I would like to store them in a closet or storage with more space, easier to organize them there. So we have a conflict of needs that we need to try to solve, because the situation is not unacceptable. I'm not happy and she's not happy for the situation. So we need skills, which you can see on the right side, and these are skills that you will practice during this course. For example, if the other person has a problem, very useful skill is listening actively. What is the problem? Clarifying, returning the message to the person and helping the person to solve the problem, him or herself. Or if we don't have any problem, that's no problem area. And of course we wish that this is as large as possible, because that's the area where teaching and learning is possible and effective. And to make it even more enjoyable, it's important to use certain skills, for example clear self-expression, of course listening skills, have positive attitude. So we want to increase the area of no problems. Then, if there are problems, if behavior is unacceptable to me, I might use problem-solving iMessages or win-win method to solve the conflict. So here you can see some of the skills that you will practice in this course and the situation when you will use them. And if we get back to the acceptance line, for the purposes of illustration, I have drawn the line separating acceptable from unacceptable behaviors in the center of the window. And this would seem to indicate that exactly half of the behaviors are unacceptable and the other half acceptable. Of course, this seldom happens in reality. The window is, the line is seldom in the middle of the window. It varies. It might vary from day to day or in during one day. In the morning when I'm fresh and full of energy, the line might be lower. There's more space for to accept behavior of other people. And in the evening when I'm tired and crampy, it might be higher. So the acceptable area is smaller then. Also, the situation may be different, or the participants may be different. So, acceptance line is might be in different places, in different times, and also between different people. That's good to remember that's human, inevitable in life.